You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you felt like giving up? Where the weight of your challenges seemed too heavy to bear. Imagine for a moment a candle flickering in the wind. It wavers, it dips, but it does not go out. This candle stands resilient against the breeze, much like we must stand strong in our faith, even when faced with life's gusts. Today, I want to delve into the essence of standing firm in our faith. Understanding that God will not forsake us. We'll explore how we, like the flickering candle, can remain ignited with hope and faith despite the challenges. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Joshua 1 verse 9, we are reminded, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This divine assurance is not just a call to bravery, but a profound promise of God's unending presence in our lives, offering us strength and courage in every moment of uncertainty. Let this promise fuel our journey, guiding us through every shadow of doubt and lighting our path with unwavering faith. Together, let us embrace this journey, fortified by the knowledge that with God by our side, we are unstoppable. Let us now explore the foundation of faith. My friends, faith is the bedrock of our relationship with God. It's easy to believe when things are going well, but the true test of faith comes during trials. Like the candle that flickers, but continues to burn, our faith might waver. But it should never extinguish. It should never go out. In James 1 verses 2 to 3, we are encouraged. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. This passage beckons us to see our struggles as opportunities to strengthen our faith, to build endurance. Belief in God's promises is a powerful force. It transforms our perspective, enabling us to see beyond our current struggles. When we truly believe, our faith becomes an unbreakable bond with God, a source of strength and comfort. The Bible tells us in Mark 9, verse 23, Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." This verse is a testament to the immense power of our belief, highlighting that with faith, we can overcome any obstacle. One of the most challenging aspects of faith is trusting in God's timing. We live in a world of instant gratification where waiting is often considered a nuisance. However, Psalm 27, verse 14, teaches us, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." This scripture reassures us that there is divine wisdom in waiting, that in God's timing, we will find our strength renewed. Consider faith as a shield, protecting us from the doubts and fears that can overwhelm us. In Ephesians 6, verse 16, the scripture tells us, "Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." This imagery is powerful, illustrating faith as a protective barrier against negativity and harm. It's through faith that we find the strength to resist and overcome the challenges we face. Being faithful is not just about believing in God. It's about remaining loyal and steadfast in our relationship with Him. Faithfulness is a commitment. It is a dedication to trust and follow God, even when the path is unclear. Proverbs 16, verse 3 offers us this wisdom. "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." This verse speaks to the heart of faithfulness, urging us to trust fully in God's guidance. My dear friends, faith also plays a crucial role.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In healing, both spiritually and physically. The Bible is filled with stories of Jesus healing those who came to him in faith. In Matthew 9, verse 22, Jesus said to the woman who touched the hem of his garment, "Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well." This moment highlights the direct connection between faith and healing, showing us that faith can lead to miraculous changes in our lives. So cling to the promises of God, for he is faithful to complete the good work that he has begun in you. As you stand in faith, allow yourself to be open and receptive to the healing that God wants to bring into your life, knowing that he is with you every step of the way, turning your trials into testimonies of his grace and power. Fear is an emotion we all face, but faith offers us a way to confront and overcome our fears. The presence of faith in our lives can diminish the power that fear holds over us. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, we find encouragement. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse assures us that through faith, we are endowed with strength, love, and clarity of thought, tools to combat fear effectively. amid the discussions of trials and perseverance, it's vital to remember that faith also brings joy. This joy comes from knowing God, feeling His presence in our lives, and trusting in His plan for us. 1 Peter 1, verse 8, describes this beautifully, saying, "Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy." This verse captures the essence of the joy that faith can bring into our lives, a joy that is profound and beyond words. My friends, let us stand firm in our faith, grounded in the belief that God is with us through every trial and tribulation. Like the candle flickering in the wind, let our faith be resilient, burning bright with hope and trust in God's promises. Remember, in Romans 8, verse 38 to 39, we are assured that nothing can separate us from the love of God. This promise is our anchor, our motivation to stand strong in faith, knowing that indeed God will never forsake us. My dear friends, as we journey further into understanding our faith, it's essential to consider the significance of perseverance. Perseverance is the steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. It is the relentless pursuit of our faith and trust in God, even when the path ahead seems daunting. The concept of perseverance is beautifully illustrated in the story of Job. Job's unwavering faith in the face of immense personal loss and suffering is a profound testament to the power of perseverance. Job 19, verse 25, declares, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth." Despite everything, Job held on to his belief in God's goodness and justice. His story encourages us to remain steadfast in our faith, even when faced with seemingly insurmountable challenges. Perseverance is not just about enduring. It's about growing stronger and more resilient. James 1 verse 12 tells us, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." This verse reveals that trials are not merely obstacles, but opportunities for spiritual growth and blessing. It is through persevering in our faith that we come closer to the promises that God has for us. Also, perseverance in faith fosters patience. In Romans 5, verses 3 to 4, the Scripture tells us, "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope." This process of transformation, which begins with persevering through trials and leads to the development of character and hope, inherently brings us to a place where patience, as a virtue, is both tested and strengthened. Patience allows us to wait on God's timing, understanding that His plans are always for our good, even if they unfold differently than we anticipate. In the midst of our trials, it's essential to remember that we are not alone. God's presence is a constant source of comfort and strength. Isaiah 41 verse 10 reassures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This verse is a powerful reminder of God's unwavering support, encouraging us to persevere with faith. Perseverance also involves an active choice to trust God and continue moving forward. It's about making a daily decision to follow Him, even when the reasons may not be clear. Proverbs 16 verse 3 advises, "Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established." This means putting our faith into action, demonstrating our trust in God through our choices and actions. The beauty of perseverance is that it leads to a deeper and more intimate relationship with God as we continue to trust and rely on Him through our trials. We begin to see His hand at work in our lives. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Promises, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. This verse speaks to the profound connection that develops between us and God as we persevere in our faith journey. Perseverance also teaches us humility, reminding us that we are dependent on God for our strength and guidance. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, Paul shares, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" This message from God to Paul highlights the transformative power of perseverance through humility, where our weaknesses become the foundation for God's strength. My friends, perseverance also cultivates gratitude. Even in our hardest moments, recognizing God's presence and blessings can shift our perspective and strengthen our faith. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 instructs us, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Gratitude during trials is a form of perseverance, acknowledging God's sovereignty and love, even in adversity. As we reflect on the role of perseverance in our faith journey, let us embrace the trials and challenges as pathways to spiritual growth and deeper reliance on God. Let's persevere with hope, knowing that our faith and trust in God serve as the light guiding us through the darkness. And now, let us turn our focus to a vital and uplifting aspect of our spiritual journey, the promise of hope. Hope is not merely a feeling or a fleeting emotion. It is a steadfast anchor for our souls, a divine assurance that guides us through life's darkest valleys and highest peaks. It is through hope that we find the strength to face each day, knowing that our future is secured in God's hands. Hope begins with the recognition of God's sovereignty and goodness, understanding that God is in control and that His plans for us are for good and not for harm. Lays the foundation for a hope that endures through all circumstances. Let us be reminded that our hope is rooted in the eternal and unchanging nature of God's love for us. This hope is further solidified through our faith in Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus is the cornerstone of our hope, offering us the assurance of eternal life and victory over sin and death. 1 Peter 1, verse 3, celebrates this truth. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." In Christ, our hope surpasses the temporal and anchors us in the promise of an eternal inheritance. The role of the Holy Spirit is also crucial in nurturing our hope. As our comforter and guide, the Holy Spirit works within us, renewing our minds and hearts, and reminding us of the promises of God. Romans 15, verse 13, highlights this beautifully. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." It is through the Spirit's power that our hope becomes vibrant and active, influencing every aspect of our lives. Living in hope also encourages us to be agents of hope to those around us. As we experience the hope that comes from God, we are called to share this hope with others, offering encouragement and pointing them to the source of our hope. Hebrews 10, verses 24 to 25, urges us, saying, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. In doing so, we build a community of hope that reflects the love and grace of God. Also, hope shapes our perspective on suffering and trials. Instead of viewing difficulties as mere obstacles, we can see them as opportunities for growth and for witnessing the faithfulness of God." 1 Peter 1 verses 6 to 7 enlightens us. "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This hope does not disappoint, because it is grounded in the love of God that has been poured into our hearts." My friends, hope empowers us to live with a forward-looking perspective, eagerly anticipating the fulfillment of God's promises. It motivates us to persevere, to continue fighting the good fight of faith, with our eyes fixed on the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3, verse 14, captures this resolve, saying, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Our hope in Christ propels us forward, enabling us to live lives that glorify God and testify to the reality of His kingdom. May the hope in Christ be the light that guides us through the darkness, the anchor that holds us steady in the storm, and the promise that fills our hearts with joy and peace. Embracing this hope, let us move forward in faith, confident in the love and provision of our God. My friends, standing strong in faith is not just a concept, but a lifeline. It is a divine beacon that guides us through the darkest nights and the fiercest storms. Remember, my dear friends, that in every moment of doubt or despair, the unwavering love of God is our anchor and His word, our compass. Let us therefore march forward, not with a spirit of fear, but with hearts filled with faith, eyes lifted towards the horizon of God's promises, and spirits uplifted by the hope that in Jesus we are more than conquerors. May the journey ahead be illuminated with the assurance that God is always with us, crafting our stories into testimonies of His unending faithfulness and love. So rise up with courage and conviction, for your faith has made you whole, and in God's perfect timing, every piece will fall into place, revealing a masterpiece of grace. Stand strong, stand firm, and let the light of God's love lead you home. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Your majesty fills the heavens and the earth, and your glory is unmatched. You are the giver of life, the source of our strength, and the foundation of our faith. Your love endures forever, and your mercy is new every morning. Lord, I give you thanks for the countless blessings you have showered upon me. Thank you for your grace that has saved me, for your peace that calms my storms, and for the hope that lights my way. I'm grateful for the promise of your presence, which never leaves me nor forsakes me. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for the times I have faltered and failed to live up to your calling. Forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As you have forgiven me, I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness, anger, or resentment in my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I stand strong in faith, knowing that you are with me in every trial and every challenge. Grant me the perseverance to endure, the courage to stand firm, and the wisdom to trust in your perfect timing. By the power of your Holy Spirit, nurture my personal growth and deepen my relationship with you. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my life and my loved ones. I bind the spirit of fear, discouragement, and doubt, and I loose the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, to guard our hearts and minds. I declare healing over every sickness, deliverance from every bondage, and victory in every battle we face. Lord, as I say this prayer, together, with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your blessings to be upon us. We pray for protection against the enemy's schemes, for healing in our bodies and minds, and for your provision in every area of our lives. Bless our loved ones, just as you have blessed us, and extend your hand of favor over their lives. Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in your ways and reflect your love to those around us. Empower us to be agents of hope and carriers of your grace. Together, we claim victory over every challenge, healing for every wound, and provision for every need. We praise your holy name, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.